Item 3, from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting financial updates. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome.
Thank you. Chairman, supervisors, obviously the museum has not had a new CFO. Our CFO, Mike Bernatz, is here. I'm the new president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum, Dennis Quace, and wanted to come and report in person. I've got Mike here if you have any specific financial questions that I cannot address. We submitted our report. I assume that everyone's had a chance to take a look at that. I just wanted to acknowledge and thank the county for its support of the museum. We're privileged and honored to manage the county's assets, to protect the county's collection of objects, 4.5 million of them, speaking of inventories, and to take care of the museum building. As you can see in the report that we submitted, our attendance for the year is down somewhat. The current exhibition did not meet its expectations. However, I do think it's important for the supervisors to hear and to acknowledge that the museum, when we look at the numbers as a museum compared to other institutions in this country, on a per capita basis, the Milwaukee Public Museum is the sixth most utilized natural history, natural science museum in the United States. And that's as a percentage of the Milwaukee population that comes each year. So while our attendance may go up and down with the vagaries of the success or failure of certain exhibits, the museum is an incredibly well-utilized resource in this community. The finances are outlined in the report, and I won't belabor them here. We're operating in the black currently and expect to finish the year on an operating basis in the black. We've continued our debt reduction program and, as you know, have pledges to reduce and remove the remainder of the museum's debt. And so that's down to $1.6 million as of the current date, and that will be down to zero in short order. You will see in the report that the museum's pension assets were at 96% fully funded. We hope that the positive market trend continues and those assets will be 100% fully funded, at which time we will sort of lock that down and have that success to look to. And the museum is in the midst of finishing up its Crossroads of Civilization exhibition. This is the first permanent exhibition the museum has created in 20-plus years. It will open in March. The museum received just within the last week a $1 million gift towards this exhibition, the details of which I can't yet divulge, but it was a wonderful gift to help advance that and forward it. And we are also well along in the solar facade project, which will create, as you know, the largest solar array in the state of Wisconsin on a building mount, and the entire facade will be generating electricity for the museum to go along with our green roof. So I'll close with that. If the supervisors or chairman have any questions, happy to entertain them.
Questions, Mr. Quace, by committee members. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, welcome, Mr. Quace, and I know this is, what, your second month?
That's correct, week seven, but who's counting?
And I know that you've been making appointments to meet with each and every one of us, and I have my audience with you on Thursday.
I believe it's the other way around, Supervisor. Appreciate that.
I come for the blessing. One of the things that I would like you to, and I've brought this up in the past when Mr. Burnett's or Mr. Williams or whoever, I would like to see an emphasis on reducing expenses. Now, okay, we've got the solar panels, and I understand that that was a gift from the county executive, which is very generous. And we talked last time that about, I think it was $90,000 a month in electrical utilization, okay? And so what can we do as far as different bulbs, that kind of thing? But I would hope that that the focus would not only be on, attendance and exhibits, but we've got some costs that could be changed or should be changed. And I'm not sure when the last time we actually had a thorough looking at the infrastructure, but I would hope that with you leading the way that maybe that could be a priority.
Supervisor Borkowski, thank you. That's a great point. And in fact, the museum's headed towards an energy audit of the facility. We're converting over to LED bulbs to your bulb comment. But certainly there's a lot more efficiency to be gained. We also anticipate some significant efficiencies will be gained with the capital investment the county is making in the museum's infrastructure, particularly with an electrical generation conversion system in the coming year, which is a project that the county has funded and been a part of. So we're certainly looking to do that going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your report. That item is informational. Oh, I'm sorry, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And welcome, Mr. Coyce.
Thank you.
So the respective audiences for us will also be happening next week. Looking forward to that. Appreciate your approach that I've seen in this limited capacity. Can you tell us what is the electrical generation conversion?
The museum receives power off the grid, and it needs to be essentially amped down. So there's a 50-year-old, I believe it's more than 50-year-old, generator, a converter, really, in the basement that sort of amps that power down. I've been told the power loss on it is somewhere between 20 and 30%. So for what we pay, 20 to 30% is lost immediately in the conversion process on this ancient equipment. So that will be replaced and gain a great deal of efficiency.
And, Mr. Chairman, when would that be replaced? Because we've had some recent experience with 50-year-old electrical systems.
I've heard about the excitement here at the courthouse. I believe this is not the exact same system, happily. We checked that first thing the day after that fire. This piece of equipment is scheduled to happen in the coming, I believe, 12 to 18 months. The elevator has to be replaced first to get the old equipment out of the basement.
That's right. I remember that now. Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, with all due respect to the need to preserve funding and revenue, has the urge to stifle spending, has that presented obstacles to, say, infrastructural improvements or ensuring that disasters won't befall MPM or that the pipes are okay? Has that gotten in the way of making sure the walls are going to stay upright and so on?
Supervisor, certainly any institution that has a capital maintenance backlog, as the public museum does and the county's building does, runs some risk, but certainly we do everything we can as museum professionals to mitigate the risks and assess those as we go. But it is certainly not stopping us from taking good care of the county's collections.
Well, I appreciate that. And MPM is a favorite personal institution, a favorite community institution, and we're used to looking bad, but we'd all look horrible if something really bad happened to it. So I urge you, with all due respect to my colleague to the right, to watch this stuff very carefully. Cause, you know, and if things do come up, please let us know, as I think you would.
We certainly do, and have a good relationship with the county's sort of capital needs team. But if the supervisors wish to send $30 million our way, we would be happy to receive it and make good use of it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'll make some calls. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions? Hearing none, that item is informational. Thank you much for the report. Moving on to item number